This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back, Mid-Michigan. You're listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's a beautiful Saturday where I'm sitting in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. The rain has blown through. It's going to be a sunny day. It's time to get out in your backyard and create some grill envy. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. And whether you're in Weberville, St. John's, Jenison, Sparta, I'll be in Reed City this afternoon at the Big Beer Tent, wherever you're at. Thanks for listening. It's the Grillin' Guys, and we got a lot of stuff for you this morning.
Yeah, I tell you what, we got our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewery live in the studio with us. He brought in a Schwartz beer. We talked a little bit about that in the last segment, but it's a darker beer that goes really well with grilled foods. You got to get out and give that a try. But
that's good right out of the bottle.
That's right. Yeah.
A lot of dark beers, you know, I had another one of yours last night by the pool. And Maureen was actually having it, and she said, that's a little strong. I poured it in a glass for her, and she goes, oh, that's a little bit better. This is good right out of the bottle. You don't even need to breathe it out.
Well, we did a little experiment the other day and showed people that different beers taste differently out of different glasses, depending on how you get the aroma, how you open it up when you pour it, and knock a little of the carbonation out so that the aroma carries up to you.
We've got Phil Tower, who we're going to chat with here. Is Phil ready to roll? Hey, good morning, Phil.
I haven't had enough coffee, but if you guys are going to make me talk, I guess I will.
Well, you should be here with us then, because we're already over the coffee.
Yeah, I know. Well, you, I know you get the beer going, and I'm a little jealous. Good morning, guys.
Hey, how are you?
From sunny Greenville, Michigan.
Yeah, are you, Phil? Good morning. Are you out at the cottage this morning?
Yeah, I'm out at the cottage on Baldwin Lake and Minoka Lake and looking forward to next weekend with Thrill of the Grill.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that. I know that you're like the mayor of Greenville up there, so what's going on?
Well, that's what Rick Beckett used to call me. That's not true. The real mayor is Ken Snow, and he probably would take offense to that statement, so we'll strike that from the record.
Yeah, because it's not something you make a ton of money at doing, so you really need to get the credit when you can get it.
No, it's not nearly as much money as I can make as executive producer of the number one grilling radio show in America, not the world.
Well, let me set this up here. Phil Tower, for some of you, you might not know Phil. Phil is a legend in the radio business in West Michigan, and my phone's ringing.
That was Phil calling.
Yeah. I was going to say.
That's your son.
Was that my brother Bill Tower calling you?
No, that was Dom. That was your son Dominic.
Okay.
But Phil is a good friend, and I've known him for years through another friend. But either way, in the radio business in West Michigan, you couldn't get better help than from a guy like Phil. So we're trying to help Phil out with this, with his gig in Greenville, and I just wanted to set that up because we appreciate all the help you give our show.
Absolutely. You guys are grilling what huge is to sports, and might I say you're almost as good looking, too.
You're a suck-up.
I think this is a seventh-year guy, the Thrill of the Grill. It's put on by St. Charles Catholic Church, which is my parish in Greenville. It's this coming Friday, August 19th, from 4:30 to 7:00. And it's open to anyone. Bring your best grilling techniques. You got some secret recipes. You got some equipment that is going to wow and dazzle. I don't know if they'd let professionals like you in, Barbecue Bob. I'm not sure about that. But the title that is up for grabs is Grill Master of Greenville. The woman who won it last year. Are you guys ready for this? Nancy Corser, who is from Langston, Michigan, won last year. She was 2010 Grill Master of Greenville. She, you got to love this. You know what her entry was? The winning entry was grilled corned beef and cabbage.
Nice.
Now, I have never heard of that. Apparently, it freaked out the judges so much they loved it. And
that's one way to win.
She got the Grill Master Greenville title. You know, I'm reading about this. Hers was smoked and doused. Corned beef was smoked and doused in barbecue sauce. Cabbage was then prepared with butter, red wine vinegar, and some additional secret spices before she threw it all together and decided to grill it. And that's what happened. So, last year, or the year before, get a load of this, she had a grilled cherry and banana burrito, which won first place.
So she's a repeat champion.
She's got some skills.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, she's got some real skills. So a bunch of different categories, People's Choice Award, the Event Grand Champion, the Reserve Grand Champion, And there are first, second, and third in meat category, and then first, second, and third in miscellaneous category. Somebody did a really wild, off-the-hook grilled pizza last year that was very, very popular. But the cool thing about this, for people coming up to the Danish Festival, which is the busiest weekend of the year in Greenville, one of the more fun and busy festivals in West Michigan, anybody can stop by, bring the kids, and you get a full dinner. It's $8 per person, $4 for kids 10 and under, and it's right at St. Charles Catholic Parish, right on the midway at St. Charles Catholic Church, which is at the corner, I hope I'm going to get this right, of Lafayette Street and Oak Street in Greenville. And if I didn't, somebody will correct us.
Hey, if you just tuned in, those golden voice tones are none other than Phil Tower. He's calling in from Greenville. He's the ambassador to Greenville now, maybe. We won't say mayor. But anyway, Phil is basically just trying to get everybody involved in this big deal. The Danish Festival is huge, and your Saint, what's the name of the parish again?
It's Saint Catholic, Saint Charles Catholic Church, Saint Charles Borromeo in Greenville. And this is the seventh year they've done this. It's all volunteer run, of course. They get a lot of the food donated. In fact, the grillers have meat to work with, courtesy of Sage Meats in Greenville, and it's just a great community event. And there's a panel of, they're Greenville celebrity judges.
Okay, Sage donates meat to everything.
Yeah, they're great people. They do a lot of things.
Yes.
And,
that's a big operation, too.
Yeah, very big operation. The Sage's Meat Processing is the official meat sponsor. I think the entry fee, I'm looking at my cheat sheet here, $20, which includes you get a Thrill of the Grill t-shirt and hat, and every griller gets a prize packet. And, of course, you get just to bask in the glory of having some really good stuff.
So what's the date of this again, Phil?
It's next Friday night, and it's August 19th, and it runs from 4:30 to 7, right at St. Charles Catholic Church in Greenville.
Wow, that sounds great. Hey, thanks so much for calling in. And we've got Larry Mauby on the line from El Mauby Winery in Leelanau. So we have to go now. But listen, we'll talk to you next week. Okay.
I guess we lost Larry. We lost our connection with him. But anyway, Phil Tower, great friend of the show, helping us on the executive producer level. But Chaz, When I was talking or listening there to Phil talking, he talked about that grilled corned beef. What do you think we should put it with a beer with that?
Grilled corned beef, we're going to probably need something like a lighter-bodied beer, like an Irish Red.
Okay, good. Well, that'll be good. So I guess Larry's back?
Hello there.
Hey good Larry. Morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys?
Hey, thanks a lot for calling in. This is Bob. Tell everybody about your winery, where it's at, and why you're so unique in this doggone state of ours. You have something that nobody else really can claim.
Well, we're up in the Leelanau Peninsula, just northwest of Traverse City, in an area that, well, we have a total of 30 wineries in the area, doing a wide variety of wines. What we do that's a little different is we do sparkling wines, and we do only sparkling wines. So all of our wines have bubbles in them.
Yeah, that's the key. Is there anybody else doing just sparkling wines in Michigan?
No. There's very few people anywhere in the country that do just sparkling wines.
And, I've got to say, for some people, putting that little bit of carbonation or bubble in that wine makes it a lot more palatable.
Oh, sure. Well, not only is it fun, of course, we always think about sparkling wines for celebrating, weddings and anniversaries and New Year's, but the bubble really brings the flavors and aromas out. And then, of course, when you think about enjoying sparkling wine with foods, the fact that is a real palate cleanser. I mean, you have a bite of some food you really enjoy, sip a little bubbly, and they go together really well, and then it cleans your palate and makes you ready for another bite of great food. So,
Larry, good morning. This is Jop. If you're stepping up to your deck and you're going to throw something on the grill with one of your wines, tell me what your favorite combination is of grilled food and one of the wines that you make.
Oh, well, the first thing I think about is a nice full flavored fish like salmon. We got great salmon up this way, and that with
lake full of them.
With a sparkling wine, a richer, fuller-bodied sparkling wine like our Cremant Classic that we do.
What would you pair up with Asian
really
carp?
What was that?
What would you pair up with Asian carp?
Asian carp.
They call that silverfin.
I know. I know. Well,
just kidding.
You know, I think that...
I'd pair a 12-gauge up with them. That's all
I think that would be... That's the first possibility.
You know what? They do jump out of the water, so do you need a bird dog to hunt those? I don't think so. They just fly in on their own, don't they?
That'll be the good part of having them in the lake.
Yeah.
But the real problem is trying to catch them.
Yeah.
They're tough. They fly right at you, but they're tough to grab.
You know, I was last Thursday. I was at Kellogg Center for that gold medal wine tasting, and I took Chef Schultz with me from the Grand Rapids Community College, and we stumbled into one of your wines in the sparkling section, and I can't think of the name of it. I wish I could have grabbed that label, or I wish I would have written down the name of it because. It was phenomenal, and it was gone. People were just draining your bottles. So the El Mauby brand was rocking that wine tasting, that gold medal reception at the Kellogg Center.
Well, that's very nice. People, we enjoy people having fun with our wines. That's what it's all about.
When I go to those events, the first people to run out of wine are the ones I want to get next time. And you were one of the first people to disappear from that event.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to get there early, you know.
Yeah.
It's sort of like when somebody's doing a great job on the grill. Don't be at the end of the line.
No.
To get food off the grill. Be at the front of the line.
No, especially if you're behind Chaz.
See, I just stand up there and get tips from the guys. You know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a tip of sirloin. Maybe it's a tip.
Where
of
do they put those tips?
Butt.
Oh, I get it.
In your mouth.
I get it. Hey, listen, Larry. Thanks a lot for calling in. We really appreciate your time and look
Thank
forward
you.
To coming up and visiting you and tasting
okay.
every one of those.
Yeah, if you can tear yourself away from the grill for a moment, come on up.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks, Larry.
Take care.
That's Larry Mauby from El Mauby Winery in Leelanau.
Coming up next, Bob is going to bust out the pasties or pasties, whichever it may be, depending on the way you like to pronounce that. We're going to throw those on the grill. I'm going to talk a little bit about a natural mosquito repellent. Man, they're savage this time of year with all this rain we've been having. Chaz is going to be back, talk a little more beer. We're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.